Lenders filed 1,179 foreclosure petitions in Massachusetts in September, a 60.6% increase compared with the 734 filed in September of last year, according to a new report from the Warren Group, publisher of Banker and Tradesman. Hello, I'm Ian Murphy, and I'm here with Tim Warren Jr., who is the CEO of the Warren Group. Tim, thank you for joining me.
Sure thing, Ian.
So, Tim, this was the 19th straight month of double-digit increases in foreclosure petitions year over year. We've had 1.5 times the amount of petitions as last year at this point, and double where they were in 2013. But we're not even approaching half as many as we did at the height of the crisis through the months of September in the years 2007 through 2010. Is what we're seeing now a result of programs put into place those years failing?
I don't think I would say that the state and federal programs to prevent foreclosure flat out failed. I think they succeeded in delaying foreclosure and giving homeowners the opportunity to play catch up on mortgage payments, or to find an acceptable short sale, or to seek a mortgage modification. I'm sure that those programs helped some homeowners avoid foreclosure altogether. But the cases that are going through foreclosure now are the toughest cases. According to the National Mortgage Bankers Association, the great majority of the seriously delinquent mortgages outstanding today were written years and years ago. Lenders simply did not take action to foreclose until now. They were busy trying to interpret the new regulations. They were busy trying to sort out court cases. They were working to go slowly to make sure that they did the processing correctly. Now, some of that delay was because the programs to prevent foreclosure, and some of it was the court cases that I spoke of that put foreclosures on hold, and some of it was the reluctance of lenders to take ownership of those distressed properties until the real estate market had revived. We haven't seen the end of this. I'm guessing there are plenty more delinquent mortgages in the pipeline awaiting processing as the real estate market heats up.
So the local real estate market, as you've just alluded to, has been very strong. It's been the best spring and summer for home sales since 2005, as we reported last week. And along with sales, median prices have also started to creep up. Are banks seeing opportunities for some return on their investments now that the market is hot?
I think the fast-selling real estate market has opened up opportunities for lenders to unload the homes they have acquired through foreclosure. But I strongly doubt that there is any positive return on investment in these properties. These are likely the most distressed homes requiring major maintenance and repair. If any of these homes were saleable at something close to the outstanding mortgage balance, then the lender probably would have authorized a short sale to avoid the cost of processing a foreclosure. Remember, in most of the communities in Massachusetts, let's say perhaps about 300 out of 350, the median price of a single family home has not yet climbed to the peak we saw in 2005. So homes purchased at or near the top of the market and mortgaged to the hilt are still very much underwater. Prices are rising steadily, but by small increments.
Foreclosure auctions and deeds year to date are also up over 2014, 28% and 24% respectively. Will this increase in foreclosure activity cool down the real estate market in any way?
In my view, the increase in foreclosures has no impact on the recovery of the local real estate market. Let's review some history. Back in 2007 and 2008, the spike in foreclosures pointed out to everyone that we had a bubble in real estate prices. That scared consumers, and the market went into a long and steep decline. But right now, prices are below their peak, and no bubble exists. Mortgage underwriting has improved and gotten a lot tougher. Unemployment has come down, and we are seeing a robust real estate market where homes are selling briskly. But in most communities, prices are still rising slowly. lenders will put on the market those properties that they take back in foreclosure, but these are distressed properties and not the kind of home that eager home buyers are shopping for. So I don't think that they constitute, these foreclosure properties, I don't think they constitute any kind of competition and don't interfere or cool the current market.
Thank you, Tim, and thank you to everyone who joined us and is listening. If you'd like more information about how the Warren Group's real estate and mortgage data could help your business, please visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com.